Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, with wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid-60s. For Friday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, we'll see highs at 85. Right now, it's 75.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. This is Ag News. U.S. beef exports are on record pace for 2021. South Korea is one of those leading value markets. Joe Shealy with more.
In recent remarks to beef industry leaders, USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom highlighted U.S. beef's success in Korea's e-commerce sector.
The one spot in the world that was booming on e-commerce and digital platforms before COVID-19, before the pandemic, was definitely Korea. And all the last year and a half has done is expedite that demand. I mean, Korea is booming at the seams with these platforms. Most of them have 24-hour delivery capabilities anywhere in Seoul. And in fact, there's one platform that recently rolled out where you can deliver anywhere within 1 hour in Seoul, Korea. Anybody familiar with the traffic in Seoul knows that something as simple as going around the block could take 20 minutes at rush hour. So with warehouses around the city and a fleet literally of hundreds of motor scooters to weave in and out of traffic, they're able to guarantee less than an hour, in a lot of cases, less than 30-minute delivery of your U.S. beef products.
Hallstrom added that the beef checkoff program played a major role in restoring Korean consumers' confidence in the safety of U.S. beef following BSE.
Going into BSE in December of 2003, probably the fastest growing market for U.S. beef was Korea. And then that whole world changed when BSE was announced. So what we've done since 2010 is USMEF conducts a Gallup consumer survey twice a year to try to gauge the progress being made in terms of consumer confidence in U.S. beef safety. We were a low at 5.3% in 2010, and the June 2021 numbers are at 65.3%. Immense growth in consumer confidence. And this is really attributable to all of you. The beef checkoff dollars invested over the years in one of our largest markets to regain that confidence in U.S. beef. And I'm here to tell you today, it's been a success.
I'm Joe Shealy.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Well, the phones at the downtown Wichita Salvation Army have been ringing constantly the last few weeks. Almost every single one, someone is asking for help.
They're needing help with rent assistance, utility assistance, food assistance, but the shelter calls have gone up dramatically.
That's Jamie Scott, the nonprofit's director of homeless services, audio courtesy of Cake News. Scott says the uptick in calls are largely coming from people impacted by the lifting of the federal eviction moratorium 3 weeks ago. If you would like to volunteer or donate, please contact the Salvation Army. The father of a football coach at a suburban Kansas City high school said he hopes his unvaccinated son's death from COVID-19 will convince people that the disease is real. Kim and Carolyn Burnett told KNBC TV in Kansas City that their son Chris Burnett died Saturday after 2 weeks in the hospital. The 34-year-old coached football for Olathe East High School. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is indicating that she's wary of President Joe Biden's mandate that companies with 100 or more employees require their workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo weekly testing. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that she said Tuesday at an economic development event that she needs to hear more details. Her office issued a statement last week to that effect, but the Journal-World reported that Kelly later made comments indicating that a mandate may not be her preference. She said she prefers that Kansas continue to work cooperatively with businesses. Most Republicans in the Kansas congressional delegation and Kansas legislature have condemned the mandate. A 7-year-old girl died and two others have serious injuries after a crash in Ford County on Tuesday. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a woman from Arizona was driving eastbound, attempting to pass a car on Highway 50 when she hit another car head-on. A Garden City man was driving the other car. Troopers said the child was not wearing a seatbelt. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The number of new COVID-19 cases leveled off in Nebraska last week, but experts say cases will likely continue to rise in the weeks ahead. Nebraska reported 5,313 new virus cases in the week that ended Friday. That's down slightly from the previous week, but more than 20 times higher than the cases per week Nebraska was reporting in late June. Dr. James Lawler, an infectious disease expert at the University of Nebraska's Medical Center Global Center for Health Security, said he doesn't think Nebraska or the nation is past the peak of this latest surge. Creighton University plans to invest $37 million in a new residence hall for freshmen that will be the Catholic institution's first new dormitory since 06. The new dorm will be built a few blocks east of the new $75 million C.L. Werner Center for Health Sciences Education that will house Creighton's School of Medicine. Mid-America Network News.
Have you been impacted by the COVID pandemic or maybe looking for a new career path or opportunity? Well, Steckline Communications may be looking for you. Steckline Communications is home to the Mid-America Network, along with news talk and sports talk radio stations across Kansas, and we need your help. Join our sales team now and get the opportunity you've been looking for to increase your networking, build new relationships, and work for a non-corporate, locally owned company with a focus on community. Go to stecklinecommunications.com for a station near you or call 316-721-8484 for more information.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Southern School District patrons in Wymore Blue Springs turned down a proposal that would have improved elementary facilities, with 60% voting no on a mail-in ballot tallied Tuesday. The unofficial total showed nearly 47% of registered voters responded, with 408 voting no and 277 voting yes. Again, the Southern School bond issue was defeated on a 3-2 margin. Release of Marysville Police Chief Todd Ackerman remains a topic in the community as citizens took to social media to show support. Many questioned what was behind a decision that came as a surprise at Monday night's meeting, when several dozen residents rose to speak in support of Ackerman. No additional formal comments were made Tuesday, just confirmation that the personnel matter was not criminal in nature. Mayor Jason Barnes at the meeting Monday replied, "We cannot comment," to a direct question as to what prompted the decision. It does appear, however, to be related to an action by the council in recent months clarifying that the city administrator has full authority to hire and fire all city staff with exception of appointed positions. Councilman Terry Hughes had requested an attorney general opinion of that matter after consulting with Kansas League of Municipalities. That request was denied on a council vote earlier. A special executive session of a council held August 31st for discussion, including personnel, is also believed to be related. It was reported that Ackerman has sought legal counsel. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved a 40% commitment of $261,000 toward a Kansas Department of Transportation cost share grant that could fund development of North 11th Terrace north of Pizzot and CanEquip in Marysville. That site is being considered for a new jail construction and would also serve as business park development. A previous grant application with a 20% commitment was not approved. Public Works is working on a Kansas Local Bridge Program grant that will assist construction and cost of materials for a low-use structure. The grant is for $150,000, and if a bridge from current inventory can be removed, Marshall County could qualify for an additional $50,000. They will bring back recommendations. Asphalt millings put down on the Farmers Cooperative Road appear to be doing well. The road department will do the same process north of Axtell. A committee's been formed looking into construction of a county park in Blue Rapids. They made a proposal to county commissioners. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The health department presented a COVID update advising initial vaccinations continue and a list for boosters is being taken. Nemahal County Commissioners reviewed a draft of a 22 budget suggesting changes. Discussion was held with various department heads concerning the budget. They also met with interim county health officer Nikki Kime, who will share office space in the Pioneer Building with Nemahal County Community Health Services. She's setting up a multi-county operated health department with the recent departure of longtime administrator Jane Sunderland. Kime's assisting on an hourly basis with a monthly budget, but is not seeking a long-term arrangement, part or full-time. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week continued discussion on proposed wind regulation amendments, which were presented in a document highlighting changes proposed by planning and zoning, and those proposed by the board to be approved, disapproved, or amended for inclusion or deletion in a second draft. Each change was discussed. If changes were satisfactory to all present, no action was taken. If there were additional changes proposed during discussion, a motion was made to approve the additional changes to the second draft. The regulations will be referred to the county attorney for review. Pawnee County Commissioners, September 7th, approved the 2022 budget with no comments coming during a public hearing. The nearly $9.6 million budget reflects a 10.49% increase year over year, with property valuations increasing $18.6 million to over $785 million. The tax levy will be 29.49 mils in Pawnee County, representing a 3.5 mil increase over last year. Dennis A. Hartley, age 64 of Marysville, passed away September 7th. No services planned at this time. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dennis Hartley. Jay Fry, age 68 of Haddam, passed away September 9th. Private family service will be held at a later date with the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Jay Fry.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this cold front across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest will continue to push off towards the east-southeast. As we head through the day, high-pressure system moves in behind it, bringing sunny skies, dry weather across the area as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. We have another low that will bring chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday, some areas into Friday night. Otherwise, temperatures will see lower 80s, so cooler behind this front. We will warm back up into the upper 80s starting tomorrow. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 10 and 15. Tonight, clear, mid-60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 65. For Friday, isolated showers and storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 82. Record high on this date, hit century mark. The average low, 58. The record low, 33. Sunset this evening, 7:36. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09. We had a short 0.20 of an inch of rain with off and on showers yesterday.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride. University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Is nature sending us clues about the upcoming winter? We will tell you which signs to watch for on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 15th, the 258th day of the year. Actor Tommy Lee Jones has a birthday, and mystery writer Agatha Christie was born on this day in 1890. Fall doesn't arrive for another week, but it's about this time of year that folks start looking for signs about the upcoming winter. A narrow colored band on the woolly bear caterpillar, an abundance of acorns, or especially active squirrels are some well-known predictors of a harsh winter. Here's a few you may not have heard of. Thick hair on the nape of a cow's neck, woodpeckers sharing a tree, ants marching in a line, or hornets building nests unusually high. And don't forget the legend of the persimmon. If its seeds are spoon-shaped, expect a lot of snow. A knife shape predicts better cold, and a fork shape predicts a mild winter ahead. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to honor all professional truck drivers for their hard work and commitment to tackling one of the economy's most demanding and important jobs. Thank you for your service. From the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, over 40 years of service.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Last night's game between the Wichita Wind Surge and the Arkansas Travelers suspended due to rainfall. That happened in the top of the fifth inning. Arkansas led 4-1 when the tarp was put on the field, and the game will be picked up from that point. Yesterday's game set to be restarted at 4:30 this afternoon and played to completion at 9 innings. Today's regularly scheduled game will be a 7-inning game and take place 30 minutes after the conclusion of the first game. The Kansas City Royals did not get rained out, but they definitely rained on the Oakland A's parade. Salvador Perez hit a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 6th inning. The Kansas City bullpen bailed out starter Jackson Cower, and the Royals rallied from an early 6-run hole to beat Oakland 10-7. Oakland has dropped 3 in a row now. The series continues this evening at Kauffman Stadium, first pitch at 7:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV. Truck,
SUV. That's the only choice he'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Office valid on select new stock vehicles with approved credit plus Saxon fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
News from the Kansas City Royals says that Royals Chairman and CEO John Sherman announced yesterday that Dayton Moore has been named President of Baseball Operations and J.J. Piccolo has been promoted to Senior Vice President of Baseball Operations / General Manager. Moore is in his 15th season with the Royals, joining the organization back in 06. Piccolo joined the Royals organization just 2 months after Moore as Director of Player Development. He's also served baseball operations as Assistant General Manager, Scouting and Player Development, and most recently as Vice President, Assistant GM, and Player Personnel. A Hartford, Kansas high school football player has put his name in the record books. Shaden Soule set a Kansas high school record for single game points and touchdowns. Soule scored 90 points in Hartford's 100-58 win over Marantha Academy on September 3rd. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Wednesday Kansas sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast the home opener, Marysville hosting Rock Creek, and our Friday feature game, Valley Heights hosting Horton. Cape Prep's pregame starts at 6, TVL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Valley Heights live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State Saturday, 11 a.m. pregame. Kansas Saturday, 1:30 pregame, live on KNDY.
Daffodils provide a cheery presence in the spring garden and are a surefire way to chase away the winter blues. These fall-planted bulbs return each year, require no maintenance, and are not bothered by deer or other pests. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Yellow trumpet daffodils are classics, but there are many other flower styles and colors to choose from. Double flowering types like long-lasting lemon yellow Sherborne feature multiple rows of petals, and some varieties look more like peonies than daffodils. Multi-flowering varieties like beautiful eyes display several flowers on each stem. Split corona daffodils like Casada provide unexpected beauty and make lovely cut flowers. The cups on these daffodils are divided into segments that are pressed back against the petals. These are just a few of the many choices that are available for your gardens, containers, and spring bouquets. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Abraham Lincoln had an important decision to make. Where would the beginning point be of a new railroad? We don't know the reasons for his choice, but his decision still makes an impact on this city today. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the years just before the Civil War, plans were being made and track laid for a rail line that would span the growing nation.
When the Pacific Railway Act was signed in 1862, there was no eastern terminus. The western terminus was pretty much understood to be Sacramento, but the eastern terminus could have been anywhere along the entire Missouri River.
Patricia Labonte is the curator at the Union Pacific Railroad Museum in Council Bluffs, Iowa. She says it was Abraham Lincoln that made the final decision on that eastern end of the line.
When he wrote the first presidential order in 1863, he established mile zero for Union Pacific as being on the Iowa side of the Missouri River, opposite the community of Omaha.
That meant Council Bluffs would be the eastern terminus, which leads many to ask, why did Lincoln choose Council Bluffs instead of Omaha on the other side of the river as the beginning point?
Bridges are always expensive for railroads, and they're expensive for the communities in which they live. So I think that Lincoln wanted to force Union Pacific to own the bridge from the very beginning. So there could be no question later that this was part of the transcontinental system underlined by the Pacific Railway Act.
Lincoln had visited here before he was elected president, and there were other good reasons to make the Iowa side of the river the jumping-off point for the Union Pacific Railroad.
By 1859, when Abraham Lincoln visited here, this was the place that most of the western trails terminated. Like, this is where people came to supply up, to head out. Many people were investing in property on this side of the Missouri River.
It's one thing to choose a beginning point, and quite another to actually build the railroad. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Council Bluffs, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
One of the biggest challenges of being a wild duck is finding suitable habitat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Ducks need grasslands and wetlands to nest and raise their brood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Time around a lake near my home, and I've noted several species that come back year after year. Unfortunately, vital duck habitat is quickly disappearing in the United States. Conservation efforts by landowners are the key for nesting waterfowl. Jennifer Cross is a communication specialist with Ducks Unlimited. She says in general, ducks require two habitats during the breeding part of their life cycle, grassland and wetland.
They're using the grasslands for nesting, and then when the ducklings hatch,
they don't stay in the nest very long. So as soon as their feathers are dry, they go straight to a wetland. And that's where they're finding the seeds that they eat from the plants. They're eating all kinds of aquatic insects and bugs in those wetlands. They're using that for feather growth and to develop.
Based on their nesting habitat preferences, ducks are grouped into three categories: overwater nesting species, upland nesting, and cavity nesting. Some species will nest in more than one type of habitat. For example, mallard ducks mostly set up housekeeping in grassland cover, but are also known to use artificial nesting structures and even the occasional backyard flower pot. Cross says you can start providing habitat by managing grasses.
Having some kind of regime where they'll go in and pay it outside of the breeding time. And then they can also do wetland restoration. If you have an area where a wetland's been drained, a lot of times it just involves plugging up that drain and just letting the water come.
There are federal programs and conservation organizations that offer technical and financial assistance to landowners for providing duck habitat. Learn more about helping the ducks at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
September 12th through the 18th is Assisted Living Week, and Colonial Acres invites everyone to come and see for themselves how enjoyable life can be in a setting where the ones you care about can have the independence they want with the assistance they require. Colonial Acres in Humboldt. Caring is what we do best.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
KNDY.
An effort to assure transparency in how agricultural data is handled today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Ag Data Transparent is a nonprofit that offers certification to companies that collect and use farmer data. Attorney Mark Jansen is the administrator for the ADT Board of Directors.
5-6 years ago, we started to see a lot of new products show up on the farmstead from different companies that wanted to collect data from farmers. And this was from both legacy companies that had been around for 100 years that were now adding data platforms to their portfolios, all the way down to new tech startups that were getting into agriculture for the first time.
Jansen says ADT was started by a number of farmers, farm organizations, and ag companies. The mission?
To assist farmers with understanding how data is collected on their farm and how it's used, and really wants to help them make informed decisions. And we do that by certifying companies that are good actors and play nicely in this arena.
Jansen says companies that apply for certification have to be very transparent about their data policies.
At the end of the day, every company that goes through this certification comes out with contracts that are easier for farmers to understand, and that's ultimately a win, I think, for the industry.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Colonial Acres invites everyone to the Richardson County Free Fair and Fall Festival, September 15th to the 18th. Get the family together and come enjoy the colorful parade, lively carnival and rides, yummy concessions, amazing 4-H exhibits, and so much more. See you there from everyone at Colonial Acres in Humboldt. Looking for some fun? SunMart suggests everyone grab their friends and family and head out to the Richardson County Free Fair and Fall Festival, starting September 15th through the 18th. Enjoy the 4-H exhibits, the carnival rides, vendors, shows, and more from SunMart in Fall City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
Ag News from the Good America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Fair is still in full swing throughout this weekend into this weekend up in Hutchinson, Kansas. Many vendors excited of being back up in Hutchinson for the State Fair after being canceled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, including the Kansas Corn Commission, where they talk about having an interactive vending booth for all ages to talk about the corn industry.
Well, you know, the one thing is we're back in person like everyone else. We participate in a large interactive educational exhibit called AgriLand, and it's in the Pride of Kansas building, designed for kids, but a lot of adults also learn a lot about agriculture when they come through AgriLand. So it's really a great opportunity for us to reach a lot of people with good information about our commodities, our grain, and our livestock, and other parts of agriculture as well.
That was Sue Schulte with the Kansas Corn Commission, where she talks about the increase of corn and ethanol in the state of Kansas, the uses of it, and how it's becoming a more popular commodity.
Well, you know, it's really on the rise. The Kansas Corn Commission has been working to help build infrastructure for E15 fuel. Now, that's a fuel that's 15% ethanol. It's higher octane and lower priced, and it can be used in any car, 2001 and newer. So that's like almost every car on the road today. But we have significantly expanded the availability of E15 across the state of Kansas, and our retailers that have added those pumps have really seen a big increase in their fuel sales, and of course, you know, their E15 sales have just really done great. Once drivers realize it's just a standard fuel that has higher octane and a lower price, so it's definitely a win-win for our consumers.
You can find more information online at kscorn.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying. Comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select Chris Stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales.
This month's doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville are designed to make life easier. Save $10 on a Milwaukee 15-inch pack-out tool tote, now $89.99. And the Chamberlain MyQ-enabled chain drive garage door opener is now $189.90. Get a grip and save your hands with the medium, large, and extra-large mechanic gloves on sale for $17.99. See more sale items in store at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They thank you for buying local and helping to make a difference.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA released the Crop Production and Rural Ag Supply and Demand Estimate Reports late last week. USDA calling for higher corn and soybean production in the U.S. The corn production forecast 15 billion bushels. That's up 246 million bushels from last month on increases in harvested area and yield. That is now 176.3 bushels per acre, projected up 1.7 bushels per acre. Harvested area, 85.1 million acres, up 600,000. U.S. corn outlook for larger supplies, increased feed and residual use, along with greater exports and higher ending stocks. Season average corn price did drop 30 cents to $5.45 per bushel. Soybean production predicted 4.37 billion bushels, up 35 million. Lower harvested area, more than offset, though, by the higher yield forecast of 50.6 bushels per acre. The area harvested for soybeans predicted to be 86.4 million acres, lower than last month, but 5% above last year. Soybean supply use changes, and including higher beginning stocks, production exports, ending stocks, and lower soybean crush rate. Season average price down 80 cents to $12.90 a bushel. U.S. wheat outlook, by the way, for reduced supplies, slight domestic use, a little bit higher. Unchanged exports, decreased ending stock. Season average farm price dropped 10 cents to $6.60 a bushel for wheat. And USDA accepted offers of more than 2.5 million acres from agriculture producers and private landowners for enrollment through this year's Grassland Conservation Reserve Program sign-up. Now, this is double last year's enrollment and brings the total acres enrolled across all CRP sign-ups in 2021 to more than 5.3 million acres. That surpassed USDA's goal of 4 million acres. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Reduce machinery costs by jointly owning the equipment with another farmer. Sharing spreads the cost over more acres on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Lower the debt load of owning and maintaining farm equipment by sharing it with another farmer. Splitting the use and costs of farm equipment is one way to add precious dollars to the bottom line and maybe even give you back a few extra hours in those long days. Melissa O'Rourke is an Extension Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at Iowa State University. She says there are many scenarios where a sharing agreement would work. One is between an aging farmer and a farmer in the early stages of their career.
Maybe you need new equipment or you need upgraded equipment, but are you at a point that you want to make that investment late in the career? Well, here's a place where you can partner with somebody else who is maybe more at beginning or mid-career of farming, and you can share that so that older, more mature farmer can continue farming for a little longer, but not have to make those kinds of equipment investments.
The costs of jointly owning machinery should be shared equitably. Talk about things such as the acquisition of equipment, storage, costs of insurance, and maintenance. Put your agreement down in writing because human memory is not perfect.
Have an attorney look it over to make sure that the language is understandable. Oftentimes people might talk about something, even put it in writing, and not realize that the language isn't quite as clear as it should be. And then when you have, you know, maybe a very expensive repair, that's when a disagreement can come up.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about ways to share farm equipment at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Still seeing a lot of green across the board today for the corn, wheat, and soybeans. Livestock dipping into the red a little bit the farther we go along through the day today. But corn seeing some decent gains right now. March, December corn up 11 and 3 quarters to 532 even. The March corn up 11 points right now to 539 in a quarter. KC wheat, same story. They've seen some decent growth throughout the day. December KC wheat up 13 points right now to 714 and 3 quarters. The March up 12 and a half right now to 723. In the soybeans, they started off kind of mixed across the board, a little bit red, but soybeans are back up in the green right now, seeing some nice gains. November up by 12 and a quarter to 1294 and three quarters. The January up by 11 and three quarters right now, 12 points now to 1303 and a half. On the meal side, they're still struggling a little bit today. October soybean meal down 30 cents to 337 and 70 cents. December's down a half right now to 341 and 30 cents. But it does make up for it in the oil right now, with October oil up by $1.17. Some nice growth there, 257.91. December up by $1.17, 258 and 4 cents. Over in the canola, we're seeing some big growth here right now as well. November canola's up by $11.70 to 884 and 20 cents. January up by $12.60 right now to 875 and 60 cents. Still a little red on the cotton market, though, as we see October cotton down by 32 cents to 94.64. December down by 21 cents right now to 93 and 45 cents. So hopefully we can see that corrected by the end of the day. Real quick, in your metals market, we're seeing that one mostly red right now. October gold down 13 bucks to 17.92 even. December's down 12.60 to 17.94 and a half. Silver, they're in the red just a little bit right now. September's down 4 pennies to 23.80. December silver currently down 8 cents to 23 and 80 cents. So we'll see, hopefully those come up into the green by the end of trading. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Wednesday.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
For Truck Driver Appreciation Week, Hummus Trucking Incorporated recognizes all truck drivers for their strong constitution, commitment to safety, dedication to service, and periods of personal sacrifice. Thank you from Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
KNDY.
Your failures cut you to the bone. Listen, listen to me. You think you have nothing, nothing to give. The well is empty. No reason to live, but you have everything, everything you need. It is all given to you. It rain. Let it rain, rain, rain. Though someone betrayed you, drained you dry, open your arms and trust the sky and the air.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.